Predictions has returned. Join myself, Ian the Law Hurst, the man known as Big Chuppy, Jensen Hurst, and the original Predictions King, Musa the Savage Christian, as we try to predict and break down all the biggest fights and events in the world of MMA and combat sports. Welcome to the Combat and Pro Wrestling Podcast.
I said it last year.
And here we are, another episode of MMA Fight Predictions. Once again, it's going to be a two-person today. We're missing someone.
Chupster.
He's not here.
Where's Trev?
He's adrift again. Okay. No, he was here for the last... Was he here for the last one?
He was here for the last one, yeah. And he decided to show up for one, didn't he? Yeah.
Weren't here for the one before because he were ill.
Yeah.
And was here the one before. So he's 2-2. It's not bad. Yeah, let us know 5 minutes before we're supposed to start. He's not coming.
Well, he went through it with his coaches. He just thought, no, he was too tired.
Yeah,
he couldn't possibly compete today. So
yeah, he wanted to with everything he had, but
yeah.
But what we'll actually do? We thought of this just before we came on. Let's give him a ring.
Well,
just double check on him.
I imagine his excuse will be watertight. I imagine it's been some kind of like car crash, or I can only imagine a death in the family to keep him from here. So
yeah,
let's see what he has to say.
I think it's going to be serious. He might not even be able to speak. Here we go. Let's find out.
Hello.
You right there, Chuppy?
All right, Paul.
How are we feeling?
I'm all right, dude. I'm fucking knackered.
Oh, you're just tired, are you?
I've got no enthusiasm to come and do a podcast.
Oh, that's good for listeners to listen to. Well, we've...
I know, yeah, got you live on air as well. Live on air. So you're gonna survive, right? That's what we want to know.
I think I might do, you know.
Sure.
I want to try. I gotta get through this.
You rest up.
I'm not going in, me kid. You're trying to do a proper job. 12-hour shift, 7 days a week. One day, you might have to do it.
I feel sorry for Trev, because I will say he's...
He's your... training fucking middle-aged women with resistance bands.
I'm pretty sure the other day he told me he worked 8 hours, eight days a week.
Yeah.
26 hours a day.
He's the only man I know that has to go to work, so he's got it bad, hasn't he?
It's not easy for him.
No.
He's getting old.
He's bang on as usual. He's smarter than the average bear, kid.
All right, so we'll see you for UFC 267 predictions, hopefully.
We will indeed.
We'll see where you are, see where Lady Luck gets you.
I'm looking into that. I'm looking forward to that, to be fair.
Well, I just hope you show up.
Yeah. No, you're 2-2 at the minute.
I'm starting to forget what you look like.
What's he saying? Wee man. Is he all right?
Right, we're going to get going because we don't want to waste time talking to you at the minute.
Not a problem. I'll sit there when there's no time.
Get rested.
All right, pal. Right. Sit there.
See you in a bit. And there we have it, folks. He's tired.
How can we expect fans to get behind this? Like, you know, listeners to get behind this? He can't even be asked to do it. Like, you know
it's
what I mean?
Such an absolute debacle. So this is what we'll do. For his picks, we've done it before. It was quite fun last time. We've adjusted it this time. It should work better. Yeah, we're going to roll some dice. Or some die, and that's going to be his pick. But then instead of just trying to guess how to do the points, we've actually got some Uno cards. So you're going to randomly pick an Uno card, 1 to 6, and that's going to be his points.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get into predictions, is there anything else we need to talk about? So we just did Dern versus Rodriguez. Yeah, that was a bit of a nightmare because the horse fight fell out.
Yeah.
So currently I'm on 47, you're 47, and Jensen's on 43.
Yeah, yeah.
But what do you think to that actual card, though?
Yeah, it was a decent card, to be fair. Rodriguez
pulled it out.
Yeah, these fight nights are, even when they're not big names on the card, they usually do produce good fights, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it was all right, wasn't it? Hmm. We kind of got mugged off, didn't we, because we put on maximum points on horse, didn't we?
I think we all did, yeah.
Yeah.
We all did.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jensen didn't have a very good show. None of us did, really. But here we are anyway. So is there anything else we need to cover? Obviously, Bellator's just been on. Yeah. Conor McGregor's just beat up another DJ or something, another pedestrian.
Yeah, just twatted some Italian nerd, didn't he?
Yeah. Nerd, like a high level respected DJ.
He looks
like,
great. Who's this nerd? I didn't know who was. I googled him. He looks like a dork.
I ain't got a clue who it is.
Never heard of him. Just googled him. I guess we'll find out more about that over the coming
hours.
Find
out more.
Corey Anderson in Bellator. Got to say, the Bellator card was wicked. I didn't watch live. I watched the highlights. Corey Anderson absolutely smashed Ryan Bader in about 52 seconds.
Yeah. Nemkov got wobbled, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be a good fight, that, him and Anderson.
Listen, I've seen people, this annoyed me. I saw people on Instagram, someone commented, wouldn't be top 15 in the UFC. Well, he was, and he beat the number one and two guy.
Did he go out on a loss or a win? I think he won like a massive win streak, lost one fight.
Yeah.
And then left.
Either way, he was ranked in the top five, and he's also beat the current UFC lightweight champion and the current UFC lightweight contender. So to say that he wouldn't compete in the top 15 is ludicrous.
Yeah.
And God bless him, he's getting money, he's feeding his family, isn't he? So
we've talked about where would Nemkov be in the UFC? How would he get on? And we sort of said, we think, well, without seeing it, we wouldn't know, but we think he'd be around about that top five mark.
Yeah, I think so.
He'd be able to compete. Anyway, let's get into it today then. So, UFC Fight Night, Costa versus Vettori. He's had some time off since he got spanked by Adesanya.
I know. Literally spanked by him, yeah.
He's had quite a bit of time off. Both, well, we'll go into it. We'll get into it. But as always, Fight Nights, we're going to predict six fights.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, pay-per-view seven. So it's a six this time. 21 points up for grabs. We've gone sort of all over the card here, so we've picked six fights from some starting right at the bottom of the prelims all the way to the top of the main card, obviously. So this is what we'll do. So I'll make my pick.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do Lady Luck for Jensen.
Yeah.
And then we'll do yours.
Okay.
So first fight we're going to do is Karma Worthy?
Yeah, Karma Worthy, yeah.
Against Jay Herbert, the English fighter.
Yeah, Birmingham lad.
Is he Birmingham, is he?
Birmingham.
Is he UTC fighter?
From that team, yeah, from that same camp, yeah.
Is it still UTC?
I don't think it's called UTC anymore. It's called Renegade Jiu-Jitsu now.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right then, so Worthy, 16-8, Herbert, 10-3. So they've got Herbert as a bit of a favourite in this, not a massive one, -170, Worthy, +150. Worthy's currently on a two-fight losing streak, both by KO, first round. Yeah, Herbert's also on a two-fight losing streak, one by sub and one by KO. I think it was round three, off the top of my head. He also got KO'd by Trinaldo, who's fighting on this card as well. We're not actually going to predict that fight. I haven't really got anything else on this fight, so this is the one that we've gone with last minute because the Pickett and Stropoli. Fell off. That's what we were going to do. We've gone with this because obviously Jay Herbert's an English fighter. I ain't got much else on this. I'm going to go Jay Herbert 4 prediction points.
Yep.
Right then.
Let's see what our Trevor's picking.
What's he picking?
What are you going for, Trev?
Evens Worthy, odds Herbert. Here we go. She's going for Worthy. So let me make a note of that. So he's got Worthy.
I think Lady Luck might be shafting you this time round, big fella. Oh, your luck couldn't last forever. Make you wish you'd got out of bed now.
Pick a card. Let's find out how many points he's going. What you got there?
Two. Oh, I would have liked higher points on Worthy, to be fair.
He's going two.
I'll pop that down there so we don't pick it again. What a shambles this show is, ladies and
gentlemen. It's just a mess. Go on then, what have you got?
I've actually met Jai Herbert a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when I fought my fourth fight in Stoke, he was there cornering someone, said all right to me. So for that reason, I'm going for Jai Herbert to pick up the win.
That's a good reason.
No, also, I do genuinely think he's got it in him to win. I've seen Cameron Worthy once before. We had him on a previous prediction episode. That's the only reason I'm familiar with him. I just think Jai Herbert's got too much in the striking realm. He's got excellent takedown defense as well. He fought Jack Grant, beat Jack Grant in Cage Warriors, who's a brilliant grappler. So yeah, I'm going to go for Jai Herbert, and I'm going for 3 points.
3 points on Jai.
Yeah, I just had to look at my notes for a second then, but yeah, 3 points.
Right, the next fight. So we've got Alan Patrick versus Mason Jones.
Woohoo!
The rematch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they both fought each other. Yeah, and it got stopped, or it ended with a no contest via eye poke. If I watched this fight earlier, and if both of us and Lady Luck don't go big in this fight, obviously you might be different than me, but I'm pretty sure where you're going to go.
Yeah.
So I've got, actually, look, listen to this. Other than when Shevchenko fought last, I don't think I've ever seen a bigger favourite on a card for a long time.
Really?
Mason Jones, -675.
Yeah, it's huge, isn't it?
Yeah. Patrick, +475. So if you got Patrick on this, yeah, you could make some money. So Patrick's 15-3.
Probably won't.
Jones is 10-1. As I say, it's a rematch due to eye poke. I've also got down Mason was dominating the first fight, and I'm shocked that Patrick has gone along with this rematch. Mm. Knowing the sort of beating he was taking, the fact that he's agreed to do this again, it looked like he just used the eye. He might not have done, but it looked like he used the eye poke as just a way to get out of there. Because yeah, he was getting rocked and dropped and beat up. It looked like a very light eye poke. He may have not done, but he was in a bad way anyway. So to cut it short, I'm going 6 on Jones. I don't know how you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right then. Lady Luck.
Come on, Patrick.
Evens, Patrick. Odds, Mason Jones. 4. So he's going for Patrick.
Oh, bet you wish you got out of bed now, don't you, little lad, eh?
Oh, he's tucked up. He's tucked in bed. Right, go on then. Pick a card.
This is fantastic news. Just so Ian can see.
Well, we got 6. Oh, he's going 6 on Patrick. That's confident, that.
Oh, you're confident in my Patrick. SpongeBob's picked Patrick.
This is definitely not going his way.
Oh.
He might have had these picks, actually, though. You don't know.
Yeah.
Well, then, what have you got?
Bear with me. Sorry. I've got Mason Jones, obviously.
Yeah.
I thought he was really unlucky in his UFC debut. We both picked him to win that fight as well, I think. Mm-hmm. When he fought Mike Davis, who was probably the biggest lightweight I've ever seen in my life.
I think I actually went 1 on Davis.
Oh, did you? Did you pick Davis?
Only just because of the, you know, my rule of a bit more experience.
Yeah, yeah. But and that was a close fight, a close split decision loss.
Yep.
Mason Jones was a two-weight Cage Warriors champion.
Yep.
He's actually got a belt at welterweight. This show is a shambles. I can't even talk. He's got a belt at welterweight as well. I just think he's brilliant with Mason Jones. Only a young lad, still getting better. Like you say, he's already levered the kid once.
Yeah.
So unless Alan, can you bridge that gap? I mean, it's possible.
He's 11 years his junior as well.
Yeah.
26, and I think I'm pretty sure Patrick. And they said earlier, I'm pretty sure Patrick's 37.
So yeah, are you going to get that much better in a few months?
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Took a hiding.
Yeah, I've gone with Mason Jones 6 points. I think that one picks itself. Apart from Trev, didn't agree with us.
Well, he didn't agree. He's gone with Patrick, but is what it is.
Well, I mean,
maybe he's onto something. Right, next fight. So we've got Jung Young Park against Gregory Rodriguez. So another close one. This one, the bookies cards -120 for Park, +100 for Rodriguez. So we've got Park 13-4, Rodriguez 10-3. Park's currently 4-1 in his last 5. Last 3, he won by decision. Rodriguez was on the Dana White Looking for a Fight series.
Mm-hmm.
It's called something like that. He lost, though. Went away, went to the LFA, won a fight, then won their belt, and then got called back and won a fight in the UFC. So he's currently 1-0 in the UFC, if you're not counting the Dana White Contender Series.
Yeah.
Also, out of his 10 wins, he's got 8 finishes. So when he does win, he usually finishes the fight. So it's a case of, can he get the finish? Or is Park possibly looking for another decision win? Maybe even a finish. But he's got quite a few decision wins recently. Again, I'm not going to waffle on too long, but I'm going to go I'm not massively confident on this one. I'm going to go 2 prediction points on Park. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's have a look what Lady Luck's got for us. So evens, Park. Odds, Rodriguez. 4. So that's Park. Mm. If you want to have a little look, or pick a point, what we got?
Oh, 4.
He's going 4 on...
Confident on the Iron Turtle.
That's it. That's a confident pick. Right, what have you got?
Again, this one is a hard card because we don't know a lot about a lot of the guys on it. I'll had a look at just who they fought me and try and look at notable names of people who fought, if they beat anyone that I rate. Now, Park, who's also called the Iron Turtle, which is one of the coolest nicknames I've heard.
He's pretty cool.
Beat Ray Cooper, who recently smashed up Rory McDonald. He's the PFL right. champion 2 times running. He's beat Jake Shields. Now, granted, he beat him a few years ago and Ray Cooper's young. But for me, that's just like the one notable name that I saw on both their records that makes me think, oh, he's definitely got something about him.
Yeah.
So I went for Park, but again, I'm not super confident. So I'm just going for the 1 point on Park.
Just 1 on Park.
So. Yeah. Because MMA math doesn't really work, does it? But
no.
When you've got nothing else to go on, it's something to go on, isn't it?
Oh, true. True. So next fight, we have Alex Caceres versus Seungwoo Choi. Does that sound right? Yeah. Seungwoo Choi?
Seungwoo Choi.
Alex Caceres 18-12, and Choi 10-3. So they've got Choi is quite a big favourite in this at a -280, and Caceres as an underdog at +225. I've got Caceres is currently on a 4-fight win streak, mm-hmm. which means before that he was 14-12 in the UFC. Now, obviously, not all his UFC fights, but his record overall is 14-12, where you don't usually see anybody with that sort of record in the UFC. Obviously, 18-12 now. Caceres, this is his 25th UFC fight. Yeah, dating back to 2011. So he's been in the UFC over 10 years.
He was on the Ultimate Fighter, GSP vs. Koscheck.
Was he?
Yeah.
And I know he was bantamweight for a while because he was a very tall, sort of thin bantamweight.
Yeah.
And then he's filled out. I remember him fighting Little Pettis.
Yeah, yeah.
Sergio.
Yeah.
So that was ages ago. But yeah, he's filled out a little bit. He's got older. He's at featherweight now. And he's put 4 fights together, which is quite impressive. Choi is currently on a 3-fight win streak. Yeah, seems to have been more impressive than Caceres, by the look of it, over his career. Obviously, 10-3. I'm going to go against the bookies on this one. I like this new version of Caceres, mm-hmm. Even though he's a big underdog. I think he's got some momentum now and some experience. I'm not massively confident. I'm going to go 1 point on Caceres.
Okay.
All right, Lady Luck. Evens, Caceres, odds, Choi. So he's going Caceres. How many points is the question?
This middle one looks good. 5 points.
5.
On the underdog. I don't know why you're picking the underdogs, Trev.
5 on Caceres. That is confident, that. It's confident today.
Unusual picks, Trev, but...
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised, but...
Yeah, well...
Anyway, who have you got?
I do like Caceres. I think he's got... Also, we'll touch on his nickname. It's one of the coolest nicknames in the UFC, Bruce Leroy.
Yep.
Yeah. Slightly racist, maybe. I don't know. Who gave him that nickname?
I
think if he gave it himself, it's okay.
Yeah, and I think it's meant as a compliment, not as a insult.
Yeah.
So it depends how you look at it. But I think anytime you're trying to compliment somebody, it's tough to say it's racist unless it's insulting.
Yeah, true. Okay, yeah. Now we've got that cleared up.
Yeah.
No, I do like Caceres. Like I say, I watched him on Team GSP vs. Koscheck, which is one of my favourite Ultimate Fighter seasons because he's had my favourite fighter of all time, GSP as a coach.
Yeah.
I liked him then. He was very unrefined, but he was just... really wild of his style, like wasn't afraid to go for mad subs, just really unorthodox and cool.
Yeah, just a wild young man, wasn't he?
Yeah. Having said that, I've had a look at this Choi. He was a Muay Thai medalist at the World Championships of Muay Thai.
Right.
He's got a really solid orthodox Muay Thai striking background. I just think he's probably too much for Caceres at this point of his career. So I am going for Choi, and I'm going with 5 points.
5, confident then?
Yeah. This is where I could... start to take over, or you could...
Where did you go on the Park one again?
Park, I went 1.
Forgot to write it down. 1.
Yeah, I'm Park.
All right. Next fight, then. So we've got Jessica Rose Clark against Jocelyn Edwards. Clark, 10-6. Edwards, 10-3. Even though she's got a better record, Edwards, Clark's the favourite at minus 30, with Edwards at a plus 110. Edwards... Oh, no, I can't say that. I wrote it down earlier thinking I was being funny, and I was like, nah, it's too... I'm just a fucking idiot. I was looking, I was like, she looks like someone. Who does she look like? I've written down... I'll edit this out if you think I need to. Mm-hmm. Well, I think she looks like Roger off American Dad. I was like...
Jessica Rose Clark does?
No, sorry, Jocelyn Edwards.
Oh, Jocelyn Edwards. I was going to say, Jessica Rose Clark's a good-looking bird.
Yeah. I don't think that's too insulting in any... Well, it's not a fucking compliment, is it? Are you looking her up? Am I wrong?
She does look a bit like Roger. Yeah, that's funny,
that,
yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Anyway, let's move on. Clark is 3-2 in a UFC career. For some reason, I thought she'd have more fights than that. And Edwards has 8 finishes out of her 10 wins. So she's a finisher. I'm going to go with the bookies on this one. Jesus, I didn't realize I'd put this many points down, but I'm going to have to now. I'm going to go 5 prediction points on Jessica Rose Clark.
Yeah.
I'm going with the bookies on this one. Let's see where our Jensen is. So evens. Clark, Edwards, odds. 4 again. 4's the lucky number today. So he's going Clark, 4.
1 point on Clark.
1 point. It's not a bad pick, actually.
Not a bad pick at all. Not too far off what I've gone, to be fair.
What have you got?
I've gone Clark for 2. I maybe would have been more confident this because I know she's only 3-2 in the UFC, but she's beat Paige Van Dantzen, she's beat Beck Rowan, she's fought some good girls.
Yep.
What made me put less points on it was that she's coming back from an ACL injury. You never know how someone's going to come back from an injury. Sometimes do you know what I mean?
That's worrying me now.
Yeah. So that's the reason I didn't go really high on her. But I do think she has got enough to beat Jocelyn Edwards. I think she should come to a beat her. Mm. But the injury was the only thing that had stopped me. She's come back with an ACL injury, which is a bad injury.
Yep.
I've gone 2 points on Clark.
2 on Clark. Yeah, that's probably a smart choice, actually. I don't know why I've gone so big. But anyway, moving on, main event.
This one I'm more excited about. We can get a teeth into this. I know a bit more about these guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's probably the only fight I'm actually really looking forward to on this card.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Jones rematch, just because I'm obviously a Welsh lad. But really, it's the cost of a Tory that we want. The question for me was, and I mentioned this to you the other day, not giving away my pick to you, but what Paulo Costa are we going to get?
Yeah.
He's had a lot of time off. He's had some hair. He's had a hair transplant, some plugs stuck in. Yeah, he seems like he's gone a bit mad.
Yeah, having a bit of a reverse Britney moment.
Yeah. Vettori, obviously he lost to Adesanya recently as well.
Yeah.
Won his last fight. Obviously put on a better showing.
Vettori thinks he won the fight, which is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, that's insane.
This is a man that can't even put his shorts on the right way around. do you think they knew he did it and they just thought, oh, we'll leave it, that'd be hilarious.
I don't know. Probably. Yeah. Well, probably not. But it was funny.
Yeah.
They obviously both got beaten quite badly. Costa worse than Vettori.
Yeah, but Costa had just necked a bottle of wine, so.
Well, apparently that's what he said. Obviously, MMA maths doesn't work. We go on about it all the time, but you can't go, oh, Costa lost worse against Adesanya. So at first, I was looking at this as a striker versus a grappler. And then I realized I don't think that's what we're looking at here.
No.
I think we're looking at a finisher versus a decision machine.
Yeah.
So it's either going to be Vettori by decision
or
Costa by finish.
Yeah, I agree.
I've got Costa's last fight. Was his first loss. That's the first time he's ever lost against Adesanya.
Mm-hmm.
Vettori has only got 2 KO or TKO finishes in his entire career, in his entire record. And the last time he finished anybody that wasn't by sub and was TKO was the 12th of December, 2015.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Against Jack Mason. And I had a look and he's lost his last 3 fights and there was like 3 years between each fight. And it's all first round. When it comes to Costa, 5 out of his 6 wins, his last wins, were by finish, KO. Apart from Romero, went to the decision, but no one really finishes Romero. 12 of his 13 wins are by finish. So he's won 13 fights, he's finished 12 of them. He's designed his entire style is to put you away. He's not trying to get a decision. Whereas Vettori's the complete opposite. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I agree, yeah.
So that's, I think that's what we're looking at, a finisher versus a decision machine.
Is this a five-round fight or a three-round fight?
Five, I think, main event. So that favours, I don't know, who would you say favours that?
I think it favours Vettori. We've never seen Costa go five rounds, have we?
True. Oh, no, when he fought Romero, was that a three?
Three-rounder, yeah.
Right.
And Romero was winning the end of the last round, to be fair.
Yep. Obviously, Costa's had a lot longer off. The bookies have got Vettori as a favourite at minus 40.
I saw that. But when, it first, when the fight first got announced, I looked and Vettori was the underdog, I think.
I thought so as well.
I think that swung. So whether they know something we don't know or whether, because it goes on what people have bet, doesn't it? If a lot of people have bet, it swings the other way.
Probably, yeah.
So who knows? But yeah.
Costa's an underdog at plus 120. Mm. So it's not a big underdog. But for me, I've only got my last 2 points left to pick. And I'm going to put them on Vettori just as a safe bet. Yeah. I don't think he's not a flashy finisher or anything. Obviously, we've just gone over that. But he's consistent, if anything. So I'm going 2 on Vettori. So Jensen's only got 3 points left. So we've got to figure out who he's going to pick. So evens Costa, odds Vettori. 5. So he's going Vettori for 3. Again, he started off bad, but this last half of the card, he's actually got some decent picks. Who have you got?
The thing is, Paulo Costa, before he got made to look very ordinary by Adesanya, and it does happen, it could be an off night. Mm. I'm not buying this drink or wine thing, but everyone has off nights. He seemed to be a bit gun shy. I think he was worried about getting countered. And then, like you said, he started getting his leg attacked.
Yep.
And then he started panicking because he's like, right, my leg's fucked. I need to explode
now.
Do something. Yeah. You've got to remember before that, though, Costa was just destroying people, just running through people. He had before that. Well, going back to after the Ultimate Fighter, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 first round finishes.
Yep.
Then he smashed Johnny Hendricks in the second round. Then he smashed Uriah Hall, who's a monster, in the second round. And then he had probably the best fight of the year for me, the most exciting fight, against Yoel Romero. Yep. Two juiced up monsters.
Obviously, before that fight, he finished every fight he's ever had.
Yeah.
And then hit that decision.
And he put Romero down, which doesn't happen very often.
No.
I just think if we get that Costa, this is a big if. If we get that Costa, I think he smashes that ugly looking Italian kid to bits. And I don't like Vettori. He looks like a fucking orc.
The big question is, though, what hairstyle does he come out with?
Yeah. But I thought he had a good head of hair. Why has he had a hair transplant?
I don't know.
I thought he already had a good head of hair, Costa.
I think it's in the middle, at the back.
Oh, okay. Oh, is he balding a bit?
I think so.
He has that Ricky Martin look going on, doesn't he? Do you know what I mean?
He wants to keep it.
I like him. Yeah, I like that like wild shirt look. Yeah. I kind of model myself on a Costa a little bit. Oh, gibberish.
I want him to come back full. You remember when Vitor Belfort had that big Mohican?
Yeah.
I want that.
That'd be epic. Proper Brazilian look.
So who are you going?
I'm going for Costa, mate. I'm going against the bookies on this. I'm going Costa, and this is where I, who dares wins moment, I'm going 4 points on Costa.
4 on Costa?
On the underdog, yeah.
Jeez. Right. Jeez.
Jeez, Louise.
Jeez.
My gum.
Right then, so we've got quite a variety of different picks there.
Yeah, this could be the most, this will be when
someone
starts
pulling. I can't see us being neck and neck after this. Someone's going to pull away either way. But if fucking Alan Patrick puts away Mason Jones, we're in trouble. anyway. But, yeah. So I think,
just, I was going to say, can we just ask all our, anyone listening, you know, all 4 of you, just please send your prayers to Jensen. He's very tired.
Hopefully this isn't
through.
The end of him.
No.
Hopefully he pulls through.
Hopefully, yeah. So but all we can do is pray.
Bear in mind, though, he's got to go to work tomorrow. It's Monday, he's got to go to work.
Yeah.
While we're all sat at home, not working, let's just all think about him.
Yeah. Because like I say, most people just get everything paid for, don't they? We don't have to work or anything. So
yeah, exactly.
It's crazy that he has to go to work. Can't imagine what it's like for him.
We can only dream. Can only dream about it. But right, anyway, that'll do us then. Actually, you've got some fight news coming up, haven't you? When are you fighting?
I'm fighting on the 13th of November on Machine MMA. That's up Newcastle way.
Yep. I might be possibly fighting as well. Obviously, we found out today I might have a fight. I've got to make my decision. Really, I should just fucking do it. We shall see. But anyway, follow us as always on Twitter and Instagram at TheCPWPod. We've got a Facebook page, The Combat and Pro Wrestling Podcast. Yeah, we're on all the streaming sites. If you're already listening to this, you probably already know that. Anything else?
No, that's it. I think that's it.
Right, so we'll be back with more energy and hopefully Jensen in person, if he gets through, for UFC 267.
Might have to set up some kind of video link.
Yep.
You know, so we don't have to leave his bed.
Yeah, true.
We could set him up in the corner, you know, like a Big Bang Theory with that mobile device. Something like that maybe for Jensen.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, he does live quite a long way away.
Yeah, it's at least a 3-minute drive.
At least 3.5.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so that'll do us and we'll see you on the next one.